This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, Nancy Pelosi has surrendered to the lunatic impeachment fringe of the Democrat Party, and she is now given her stamp of approval for an open impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Now, what this means is that Pelosi and the Democrats are willing to push America into a civil war to try to destroy Trump. They are all in now. And by the way, they are walking into a massive trap with this Ukraine situation. Trump set a trap for the Democrats. And of course, because they're hysterical lunatics, they bit and they have been reeled into that trap like nothing you've ever seen. This is going to end with, here's my prediction. Joe Biden will be exposed as an international corruption and bribery criminal. The Biden family may even be subjected to criminal indictments at some point for this, although that's not a sure thing. I'm not predicting for sure that will happen, but the exposure will happen. Joe Biden and his son Hunter, they were running basically an international bribery and influence scheme to the tune of over $1 billion, basically bilking these international corporations and nations for money as Joe Biden was vice president under Barack Obama. And what's fascinating about all this is that Joe Biden openly admitted to the very exact corruption that Pelosi is accusing Trump of committing. Joe Biden is on the news, I think it was on C-SPAN, talking, joking about how he pressured Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who was looking into criminal conduct involving bribes paid to Joe Biden's son, Hunter. And so Joe Biden was withholding money from Ukraine. I think it was like $1 billion, maybe it was several $1 billion in loan guarantees or something along those lines. He was threatening to withhold that. And in exchange, he wanted Ukraine to fire this prosecutor who was looking into the bribery scandal involving his own son. And he brags about this. Joe Biden brags about this. It's all out in the open. The media takes everything that Democrats do, every crime committed by a Democrat, and then they just say Trump did it. You know, the Democrats, everything they accuse Trump of doing is something that the Democrats are doing themselves. They are the criminals. They are the ones who are corrupt. They are the fraudsters. They are the traitors. And now Nancy Pelosi is all in. She's going to risk everything to try to get Trump because, and this is important, because they realize they can't beat Trump in a fair election. So they're throwing a Hail Mary here to try to eliminate Trump before the election happens. And by the way, this so-called whistleblower inside the government that blew the whistle on President Trump and his conversation with Ukraine, which has been completely released, by the way, fully released by the White House, this so-called whistleblower is nothing but another deep state spy and a Clinton operative. This whistleblower worked for Hillary Clinton. It's the same corruption. This is just Russiagate Part 2, Spygate, the sad sequel. And again, it's a trap. But let me get back to the predictions. So prediction number one is that Joe Biden is going to be exposed and he's going to be out. This is the end of Joe Biden after a series of events takes place. Even Rudy Giuliani said on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News, Rudy Giuliani said he's got the transactional records. He's got the tracing of all the money, how it went from Ukraine to, I think, Cyprus and somewhere else, and then was funneled to Joe Biden's son. They've got all the documentation. It's an open and shut criminal case. It's all right there. And by the way, it involves a lot more Democrats than just Joe Biden. But that's prediction number one. Prediction number two, Nancy Pelosi will lose her speakership. She will be out. Nancy Pelosi will be forced to resign. Now, Pelosi knows there's a very real risk that that might happen. Pelosi, even though she's getting old and senile, she's not stupid. She's actually a very smart tactician, which is why she's been able to hold as much power for so long. She knows that impeaching Trump has a very high risk of backfiring against the Democrats and only making Trump stronger. She knows that because Trump, of course, will not be convicted in the Senate. It's nonsense. Trump will be vindicated yet again, and we're already seeing this total hoax, this impeachment attempt, exposed as a hoax and a complete joke. So Pelosi, she's been under pressure from the lunatic impeachment wing of her own party. She's been under all this intense pressure to move forward with impeachment. And I think I know what happened. It came to the point where Pelosi was about to lose her speakership, that she would be sort of impeached from within the Democrat Party if she didn't go along with the impeachment agenda against President Trump. So Nancy Pelosi was backed into a corner where she had to support impeachment of Trump. Otherwise, she would lose her own power. And that's what has happened. So she's gone along with the impeachment now, and now she has to follow it through and hope that this Hail Mary works, but it's not going to work because it's a trap. This trap, again, it's going to expose the Democrats, it's going to expose Joe Biden and his corruption, and it's going to reach even deeper into the Obama administration. At the same time, it's going to rally Trump's base, and it's going to see Trump vindicated by a vote in the Senate, even if the House does vote to impeach. And by the way, I currently predict that there is, I'm going to say, a 50-50 chance that the House will vote to impeach. I previously estimated that might be up to 70%, but now that the actual transcript of the talk between Trump and the president of Ukraine, now that that's come out and there's nothing in it, it's the biggest nothing burger in the history of nothing burgers. It's like it's the capital of Nothing Burgerville. Now that that's come out, Nancy Pelosi and the House Dems, I think, only have a 50% chance of successfully voting for impeachment. But we'll see. In any case, if they vote to impeach, it only plays right into the hands of President Trump. And more importantly, this is good. Listen to this. Whoever votes for impeachment, their names, those Democrat legislators, their names will be on a list. And that's the list of traitors for Trump, in my opinion, to have arrested and tried for treason. Because we're talking about acts of sedition and treason against the United States of America. This is Democrats trying to overthrow the will of the people. This is Democrats cheating and lying and creating, you know, hoaxes and false accusations while ignoring their own criminal corrupt politicians. All this to try to eliminate a president that they just don't like. They just don't want anyone other than a Democrat running the White House. So they're willing to do anything, but it's going to blow up in their faces. And those who vote to impeach are, in my view, seditious, treasonous criminals working, scheming against the United States of America. And they, by their votes, are guilty of treason. Because it's all pure treason at this point, what they are doing. There is no other explanation for it. They know that the accusations are lies. They know that Joe Biden did far worse. They know that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama schemed with British intelligence to spy on Trump. I mean, you want to talk about meddling in U.S. elections and pressuring foreign powers. Barack Obama did that to the extreme. Barack Obama is one of the worst criminals in history when it comes to that kind of action and that kind of abuse of power. And so was Hillary Clinton. My God, Hillary Clinton was taking hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes from international cartels and oligarchs and criminals and so on, pre-bribing her way into the White House, promising influence once she obtained the White House. You talk about criminals. Barack Obama handed military secrets to Iran by arranging for Iran to capture a U.S. drone and a Navy ship. And then Barack Obama sent on a cargo plane pallets of laundered cash to Iran to fund their nuclear weapons program. You talk about treason, man. You talk about criminality at the highest levels. Nothing holds a candle to the crimes of Barack Obama. But of course, the media whitewashes all that, pretends none of that ever happened, pretends that Trump asking Ukraine to look into the criminality of Joe Biden, that itself is some huge, massive scandal worthy of impeachment. Well, guess what, Dems? You just walked right into a big old trap, a big bear trap, and you are caught. And this is going to blow back on Dems in ways that you can't even imagine right now. The Dems are going to lose the 2020 election big time. Republicans are going to gain seats in the House, perhaps even gain seats in the Senate, where they already have a majority, and Trump's going to win the White House for another term. And when that happens, watch out, because Trump's second term is going to be the real draining of the swamp, because Trump will no longer have to even concern himself with re-election. It's going to be Trump unleashed. That's what's coming in the second term. And it couldn't happen any sooner. I mean, we need this. We need to drain the swamp. We need to lock up Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, even, you know, Dianne Feinstein, who's been running a communist China spy operation out of her office for 20 years. Plus, these leftists, these are traitorous criminals. They are enemies of the state. They belong behind bars. They should be charged and prosecuted for treason. This conspiracy criminal coup attempt involving James Comey, Robert Mueller, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, all of them. They're all guilty of treason. And you know what the punishment for treason is? Let's see if it ever happens. I mean, I'm not holding out hope that all those people are going to be found guilty of these crimes, but it would be something for the historical record to be able to tell the truth and explain what really happened. The American people deserve to know, and history needs to be set straight. So there's much more to come on all this, of course. Keep reading my websites. Newstarget.com covers political issues. And you can also, of course, hear my podcasts at Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. You can post your own videos there as well. A lot of new features coming on Brighteon, including follows, subscribes, video likes, and video categories with a completely redesigned homepage that will segment videos into categories like health, politics, science, technology, you know, UFOs, whatever. All the videos are going to be in a category now, and it's going to be fascinating. You know, culture, entertainment, whatever. Check it out at Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.